you like.
I'd like to call to order today's meeting of the Taney County Commission. This is October 25th, 2011. We're getting just a slight late start, but it is 10:07. Let the record reflect that. We have a budget hearing scheduled. And Mr. Budget Officer, if you would you conduct this hearing?
Well, this will be the first meeting. We wanted to make sure we gave public the opportunity to comment if they wanted to. We have compiled all the requests that have been made. I sent that to you guys so that you could look at that also. I just want to say that I'm proud that in 2010 we spent more than we brought in. We knew that was going to happen in general county revenue. Right now in 2011, as we're tracking, it looks like we may work out to be about even what we bring in, what we'll spend, which is a good sign for the county. But I think that just like everybody else in the economic times that we're in, the county is not at a point where they can release purse strings and begin to build back up to the expenditures we were before. The revenues, as we look at those, and we will be doing some adjustments on those, I know, or right now the projection is about $1 million less than what we had last year. I would guess by the time we finish, we may want to project about the same, somewhere in that neighborhood anyway. The expenses in general county revenue are probably $1 million, $1.5 million more on the request side than what was approved last year. And that's to be expected because I think we have a lot of elected officials, department heads, administrators that want to provide services, more services to the community. And they feel like they can do that better when they have the funds to spend. So we will be having to work to try to make those two numbers match. And that's kind of where we're at right now. But we wanted to open this up to the public to see if there was any comments from the public.
Is there any member here today from the public that wishes to utilize public comment time prior to the development of the county budget, which is, if I'm not mistaken, the intent of this budget hearing? Missouri law provides that we will open this up to the public for any discussion prior to us beginning work on the budget. You're all public. Short meeting.
It is. As I look out there, I think all those have seen the same thing you guys have right now. So, sure.
On the expenditures or expenses of the projection, what we've received so far, does that take into consideration the increased health care costs that we kind of hearing that's going to happen?
I estimated, I think they told us 20%, and I think that's what I put in there,
so
Jim. I wouldn't want to check that, but I'm pretty sure that's what I did, yes.
Part of that $1 million or more than mm-hmm. is including the health care?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anyone else out there got a question? I think you all have the document that we're starting with. I think I sent that out to everybody. And I think with the instruction from the commission, we probably will put that online when we begin to work with it.
Right. But we are scheduled following this budget hearing for a budget work session.
I believe that's correct.
What I would like to have and what I've requested is that you go through for us the different individual departments' requests so that we can hear them. I know that each of us has in part taken a look along the line, but so that we can formally hear those and see them. If, for example, I don't want to pick on anybody, XYZ office submitted a budget request. I'd like to have a copy of that budget request in my hand.
Okay.
Can we do that today?
We can do that today.
What I thought we were going to do.
And I thought that you would have your people print it off, and I guess you expected me to print it off.
I think what we said, was it? Am I wrong? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, we can get it printed off. I think probably that you want two copies. Jim, do you need a copy? You can use your copy there.
I'm going to use my computer, so you just...
Okay, two copies. I will get that done. And now,
As I shared with you, I think, last week, my reasoning is pretty simple. When I look at XYZ budget and we make a change on that or a comment on it, or the elected official or department head has made a comment on it, I have that constantly, and I have it in a book, and I can always turn to that. Here's exactly what we did. Here's the decision that was made. I can compare it to last year. It's easier for me to compare what was spent in office supplies, and rather than, I know this is hard to believe, rather than doing it electronically. I'm old school, but it's easier for me to do it that way.
Okay, and that's fine. Like I said, I just misunderstood because
I'm on the computer, but.
Yeah. I just was under the impression that you would have your copies made, and I didn't make any, so we can go get that done. It'll take probably, I would guess it'll take 10 minutes because there's several pages that's going to be printed off.
I'll tell you what, pick five budgets, and let's make copies of those five individual budgets, and we'll start there, and then we'll do five others. And if you prefer to have us do it, then we'll have one of our girls pull up that individual request.
What about, why don't we do this? Why don't we print off the general county revenue part of this budget and begin with that?
The general county revenue part of the budget.
Mm-hmm.
Help me out there, because everybody in this room is general county revenue.
I believe they are. But we also have road and bridge. We also have sewer.
Okay. General county revenue is a perfect place to
start. Okay.
I apologize. So, a copy of whatever Brenda handed in or Jim handed in, there's a form, right?
They are all in this right here, and I'll print off my copy rather than their copy. And they have checked that. I sent that out to each one of them, asked them to check it.
Can I have a copy of whatever everybody out there submitted to you?
That will take me a lot longer to do because it's not. In fact, some of those were not. Yeah, run off general county revenue from this.
And if you don't have it, maybe they have it, and I can get copies from them. That's what I want to work from.
I brought one today.
Yeah.
Is this going to be
general county revenue? Just run off general. Budget for the website, what it says, yes.
Brenda, to answer your question, I don't think we posted any executive session time, so this will be all public. Yeah, we're not going to be talking about individual people today.
Was there a need or a reason to? Oh, okay.
Just.
Yeah, we're not posting here.
Right.
Exactly right for that. As a matter of fact, I don't think we're posted for any executive sessions during budgetary process, but I think that we should consider that because somewhere along the line.
Right.
Jimmy, on a side note, which will also be part of the upcoming budget, but which is and will be included in the upcoming budget, we have just signed, I just signed the intergovernmental agreement, and I'm hopeful that it already got to you with Greene County.
They brought it to me, but there's some wording that needs to be changed in it. I called her to send an email to Pat Keck and called her last week about changing that, but it refers, there's some places in there that the wrong wording's in there, and it refers to a sewer sales tax.
Okay.
So there's some changes that need to be done on it.
Did the language say sewer sales tax? I missed it completely.
I did too.
And it also says that there at one place it says that the Taney County collector, auditor,
but that's because the Greene County Sheriff and the Greene County Commission have to sign this agreement. Well, their auditor, because they're paying, has to attest that they have the money available.
To the Taney County auditor signing it and everything, then they've got a signature for the Green County auditor.
Okay.
There's just certain, some little things like that that need to be changed.
Yeah, you bet. It needs to be right.
Yeah.
You bet.
Ron, could we go ahead and start talking about revenues? And
yeah, and as we enter the new year, for all elected officials, whatever intergovernmental agreements need to be in place are going to be in place before adoption, I hope, of the 2012 budget. We've been advised by council that our house needs to be put in order, and that's...
We need to get those same orders in with all the municipalities here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, with Jackson County. And
right, that's in the works.
Yeah. I see what you... I pulled up the agreement. I see the mistake.
I know that Pat was sick yesterday, is what Frank told us, so maybe that's...
We cut and paste. I mean, she must have cut and paste and didn't change the word Taney to Green.
And that same area right there where the first sewer tax.
Yeah, we'll make sure that gets taken care of. Thanks, Jimmy. Rick?
Yes. And I don't know how detailed you want to go into this, but you tell me if I need to give you more detail. The revenues, guys, if you look at the revenues as projected there, and I had, you know, some of those numbers are from me, some of those numbers are from you, some of those numbers are from other elected officials. Last year, our approved projections was $12,379,13. Right now, approved projections, or no, excuse me, expected projections are $10,873,950. Part of that is I have not included any transfers per your request there. Some of that, the major things is that, well, sales tax at this point, I took your projection on the sales tax, and the sales tax, you're projecting about $150,000 less than last year. I don't have any grants in there, not knowing of any that...
Well, before we do that, can we... These guys aren't following along because they have nothing to follow along with. So, I mean, we might as well just recess or wait until copies, because really, at this point, there's nothing to even have interaction with. Is that true?
I was just listening to what his numbers were. Okay. I don't have nothing to write...
Write down
any changes or anything that I would...
It won't take very long, so we'll just wait till I get in here. I just was... You know, and give me an idea of how detailed you want to go into these. That kind of gives me...
What I'd like, just for this work session today, and they may have different likes, but then they can so state things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to take a look at the different requests that we have from the elected officials, one by one. And I'm going to be able to compare what they're requesting based upon what they spent for the year 2010, and I'll have a history for what they spent up to whatever point that we have closed the books on in 2011, which will give me a pretty good idea. Based on what you send us on a monthly basis, I know who it is that's, I believe, going to be right at the edge or slightly over. But it just gives us a feel for what we're going to need to take a look at. I think a lot of big differences are going to fall on 114, Rick. I think that there is a lot of thoughts in there and wishes and desires for the direction we go. I think that we're going to have to take a look at and make decisions regarding areas that we haven't contemplated in the past. Is the county going to be responsible for any share of flood buyout up front before reimbursed? If in fact that's the case and we are responsible up front, it has to be budgeted. Will we in fact receive that reimbursement within the year of 2012 or 2013 has to be considered? There are other areas that are going to impact the budget that we haven't given any formal discussion to yet at all, and all that's going to impact how and where we end up. I know within the tentative figures that I sent you on behalf of the commission, I did not provide any income through transfers from different funds in the GCR for utilization or repayment, if you will, the GCR from those funds for services provided, whether it be administratively or whether it would be work performed. And that in itself, and I don't remember the total, but it was a pretty significant amount.
Significant amount, yes.
So if, in fact, we would put that back into the budget, that's going to help considerably, at least as far as balancing the budget. So I think we have some latitude and flexibility within it. But we currently have a committee that's been appointed that's taking a look at insurance. They're going to come back to us and report on different options that we might look at. You've already mentioned that there's going to be, we've been advised there will probably be a pretty severe hike in what the premium cost will be to this county, which is a significant chunk of dollars. And I'm pleased that you'd already put that in your expenses anticipated. But we have to address that. Are there any remedies for that? There may be other areas that we're going to be looking at as well.
Going to be the copies today. Do you want us to wait?
They should be
We're not going to work with any elected official or department head until we schedule them.
Okay.
What we're going to do first is take a look, and we're going to make suggestions, because there's no need to meet with every department head, especially if there's offices that this commission doesn't touch or makes no changes on their request. It's just, it wouldn't be necessary, I don't think. But what we will do is, once we have heard from Rick, we have gone through, we'll look at all the funds, how the other funds impact GCR as well. We'll make a determination on what has to come from those funds into GCR. And then we'll have a figure that we can shoot for. Then we'll try to prioritize where we're at with our revenues and expenditures. If, for example, we offer a recommendation to change anybody's budget, by law, then, we have to have a meeting with that department head or budget head that, or elected official, which time we will set that up in a public hearing and post notice of same, and then sit down and visit in a public forum with that department head or elected official. I think that's our game plan, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, if I'm not needed, I'm going to
You're not, and but appreciate you being here. None of you have any comments out front that you want to make. You're welcome to do that. Thank you.
I'd like to say that I have my budget here, but what Mr. Finley, of course, is just Taney County. I have a circuit budget. I'd like to present so that you all can see what Christian County and Taney County. Because you're only getting Taney County.
Has that already been presented to the budget officer?
Yes.
What, the circuit?
The circuit has, and I sent copies up to the commission office, but he records the Taney County part.
We would love to have a copy of the overall budget and appreciate you bringing it.
Okay.
Yep.
You've got copies for us now?
I have one. I'm going to go out and make, I've got it here.
Yep. Love to have that.
That'd be great, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We can chat about while we're waiting. We're scheduled for 11-2, 11-3, 11-4, and so forth and so on.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we, well, I guess we'll look at those first, and then we can talk about what we want to tackle on each of those days.
I'm going to go see what's going on, because I didn't think we'd take that.
Do we want to stand in recess for 5 minutes or so, or let's do that.